Hello, mate. What have you had for tea tonight?
Oh,
Forgot this
I
bit,
had,
didn't we?
yeah. I had a plant-based burger. Wow.
That's weird that because on the last episode, Shelley made your homemade burgers.
I'm a Burger King. No, Shelley's in work till 10.
Trademark.
So Becca's at, where does she go on a Tuesday? She's at a pool tournament with a boyfriend. So it's just me and Matt. Close enough to Matt what he wanted. And he goes, I'll just have a pizza and chips. So I went through the freezer, got his pizza out, and I thought, oh, nice little pack of plant-based quarter pounders. So I had one of them on a couple of slices of brown bread.
Down. Bread.
The bread
The brown one.
That's very
Well,
nice, it was.
I had a great big Carl and oh some chef girl, and she passed in the other day a great big slab of salmon with all like a chili dressing on it and all this, and all dressed in spinach, fresh spinach, and it was quite raw in the middle, so I got myself some more spinach, fresh spinach, and I did a little pan of rice, and I took the cooked rice, put it into one of them air fryer plastic things that we've all got now to keep everything in. Threw the rice in, some soy sauce, threw the salmon in, with all the spinach, mixed it all up so the salmon broke up, and then air fried it.
Nice.
So the
You can
bits
tell
of.
who's the CSA and who's the train driver.
Oh no,
What did you have? I had a burger. What did I have? I had salmon.
free salmon, yeah.
I
You
had
pay for the
salmon.
salmon.
You lowly scum with your fucking plant-based burger.
Well, we eat plant-based burgers. We have to pay for them. Salmon was free. So we're on strike, mate. Can't afford it. Can't afford to pay for salmon. So air fried it and cooked it through. So, because some of the pink bits, I mean, it was, I think it was to eat cold. Do you know what I mean? But I had it warm through and it was just really nice. And I put a load of extra chili in it as well. So. Still not enough what the listeners have had for their tea.
No, I'm a bit disappointed. Come on, guys.
Not really
Put his fingers
asked.
out.
Not asked. These are all a bunch of fucking cunts. I don't want to hear what you had for your tea. Don't email us. We're not interested. See
Reverse psychology there, eh?
what
Reverse.
I'm doing? Yeah. Right.
Right.
Anyway, let's go on with the show.
I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I've played each one of them over and over dozens of times more. All I've got is a beat up chair, a mattress, a fork, another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor.
Right. So this is the Valentine's Day episode. And in the middle of the episode, we've got a special Valentine's Day song for you.
We have indeed. Oh, you lucky, lucky people.
Don't fast forward to the middle of the episode. You just have to listen to us talking. Because you'll only be disappointed. But in the last episode, which we recorded before Christmas, so I hadn't yet received my record player.
That's right, yeah.
So we surmised what records, because I had bought a couple of records myself before I'd officially received it, and you had a collection by then, but that went out in January the 13th. This is now the February the 13th episode, the Valentine's Day Eve, if you will. Valentine's Day is my anniversary, being a teen. Diver. So 19 years.
Yeah, 19 years.
Yeah, it's gone
it's
quick.
Flown by, hasn't it?
Hasn't it? It's fucking weird, that, is. That lad.
Remember when I first started seeing you? Was it entry booking office?
Yeah, 93, yeah.
Yeah. When I visited you a few times. All right, yeah. There you go.
So, yeah, so we thought we'd just, like, so this, before the song, before we get on the stage and sing the song, we're just going to talk about your record collection's fucking ridiculous now. You've gone fucking mental, proper mental.
Yeah, I have. I mean, when I got it, I thought, I've got it. I bought a record unit, and it was all just obviously a big empty space at the bottom. And yeah. I just wanted to fill it. It just looked stupid in my eyes. Big space, and I just thought, that needs records in it. So I was going out and buying not anything and everything, but stuff I wanted, rather than maybe waiting for birthdays or Father's Days or whatever. I just went and bought them. Started with, I think we mentioned this on the first one, on the last podcast. INXS was my band growing up. They were my favorite group. I had everything they ever did. So I was adamant that I was going to recoup all them that I'd given away, basically. I haven't. I've got all the albums, bar two of the very earliest ones, which, to be fair, were shite. So I probably won't bother getting them.
Did you have them back in the day?
Yeah. But I had all the 12-inch singles as well. And I was going to get all of them. And I've probably got about maybe 8 or 10 of them. But there's just too many of them. And it's just not worth getting them because, well, the kids got me. They released 3 albums this year, or last year rather, 2023, called Juiced Up, INXS Juiced Up. Volumes 1, 2, and 3, and it's all INXS remixes. So basically, that's all the 12-inch singles I used to have. So there's release 1, 2, and 3. 4, 5, and 6 are due out, and then at the end of the year, 7, 8, and 9, there's 9 in the collection.
And, I mean, I don't know the INXS history. I know he's dead and all that, because he's stuck in Orange.
Is he? When did that happen?
Spoilers! But did he place them, or did they just split up?
Yeah, they replaced them. They've only recently stopped touring, I think.
All right.
One of the Tennis Trent Derby sung with them for a while.
So they were doing new material, or were they just doing the old material?
They were doing new, but obviously, no, but INXS was Michael Hutchence, so they were never gonna make a success. I mean, in 1989, they had a bit of a sabbatical. He left to sing with his mates, new mates called Max Q. Brought an album. Most have got that as well.
I bought that as well. So, I mean, what sort of... Because you're very much into new music as well, aren't you? So what sort of new stuff have you bought? Whereas I'm a little bit more... I mean, I'll save mine for the second half, but I'm a little bit more old, classic-y type.
Yeah, well, albums. I mean, I got the classics, the Oasis, Definitely Maybe, and What's the Story, Morning Glory, The Very Best of Stone Roses. When you start digging around, you find albums you totally forgot about, and groups you forgot about. I talked to you last time I came to yours. Fratelli's, totally forgot about them, but what an album Costello Music is. Forgotten all about it, had it then. So I've been out and bought that. That's one of my favourite ones now. Play that all the time. The kids are fucking fed up. The Kaiser Chiefs, Arctic Monkeys.
I was never into any of these. Every single band, I've heard of them. And yeah, I've obviously heard songs by them. But none of them have just made me come in me kecks.
Yeah. It's probably not until you play the music and you realise just how many songs they had. Like Green Day, you probably only think of 1 or 2 songs, but, you know, the back catalogue they've got's amazing. The Cure.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think I've listened to The Cure. No, I haven't. I think it's The Smiths.
Yeah, see, I was never into the Smiths.
Smiths are brilliant. I only listened to them last year.
Yeah, The Cure alike. We
Have
mentioned
you got albums of The Cure then?
Yeah, I've got The Greatest Hits.
Oh, so not, yeah, so yeah, yeah, so you're not buying albums, are not, you, dear?
No, I'm not gonna. No, likes of that. I'm not gonna go out and buy every single album because when you look at the albums, there's only one of the songs you know per album.
Yeah,
so
but
you're buying an album basically for once.
But that's the beauty of it, isn't it? I mean, what I've found myself doing is falling down rabbit holes on Apple Music. Like, I don't listen to podcasts anymore. I've virtually stopped. I'm listening to The Archers when I do the dishes, and after this recording, I'll go and listen to tonight's episode. I might listen to the News Agents podcast because that's proper journalism. I listen to myself because I'm vain as fuck. And I'll listen to like Disaster Dark, whatever. But
yeah, we've said it before. Back in the day, teenage, I'd hear a song I liked. We've both got the similar story about George Harrison. We liked what George Harrison's Got My Mind Set on You, so went out and bought Cloud Nine. That's loads of albums like that. Like for me, it was Graceland, Paul Simon.
Listened to it the other day. Cracking album.
Bought the album because of that. What a fucking fantastic album that is.
Well, my story of that album, and it's the single, is so that album is 86 off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So it would have been for my birthday in December 86. I didn't have a record player at this point. I got a radio alarm clock with a tape built in, so I could record off the radio at this point.
Cool.
The new Paul Simon single come out, and it was Diamonds on the Soles of His Shoes. Now, my memories might be getting muddled here, but my birthday's at the end of December, so this would have been early January. So I might go back and have a look through the charts to see when that was released. But my memory of it is that it would have been maybe January 97, and I'm guessing. So, you know, but I remember it was like the dead of night. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning. Do you know, when you were little, you used to have the radio on, like Red Rose Radio or whatever.
Yeah.
And you'd have it low so that your mum couldn't hear you. But it was all the DJs talked in one of them voices. And tonight, the new single from Paul Simon, Diamonds. And I pressed record, and it was the first song I taped.
Oh, really?
Basically, yeah.
Wow.
Never listened to the album. Obviously, we all know You Can Call Me Alan, all that shit. But I listened to that album this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a boss album, mate. Boss album.
But like, all the, like Led Zeppelin and Queen, Rolling Stones. I'm not going to buy the back catalogue of albums, so I've just bought the greatest hits. Got a few greatest hits: Rolling Stones, Queen, Carpenters, Elton John's "Goodbye Yellow Brick Road." What an album that is!
73 is that?
That was the album of that was number one album when you were born.
Yay!
December.
I'll have to listen to now you've said that. I'll have to now fall down an Elton John rabbit hole.
Yeah, Benny the Jet. Yeah, great album. I bought Carpenters' Greatest Hits because Shelley likes the Carpenters and ABBA Gold. Peter Gabriel 3, good album, Melt. Bowie Legacy, that's all his greatest hits. Mamas and the Papas, Kate Bush. U2 Rattling Hum, we've spoke about.
Well, we haven't. I don't think we've spoke about it on here.
No,
so because of you and that album, I was like, Dad, no, I'm not just listening to that album. I'm listening to everything U2's ever done.
You went through it all in a few days, didn't you? Every album.
Yeah. And I got up to about 2017, and everything was after that was shit.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say I wasn't a fan, because, like, you know, Sunday Bloody Sunday and all them absolute classic songs. But Rattle and Hump, for some reason, I think it was 1988 that came out, 89 maybe. Yeah. And for some reason, that was just it for me. That I loved that album, Angel of Harlem and all that.
That Angel of Harlem is a fucking song. That is a tune. It's a good album. It's a good album, but the album before is better, in my opinion, listening to it with new ears after never listening to them ever. I've heard again, I had the Greatest Hits U2 CD when it came out a few years ago. A good few years, fucking 20 years ago. But yeah, I'll give you it.
What was that?
I'll give you it.
Was that the Joshua Tree, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Rattle and Hum, it's a mixture of new music and live songs from the Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
I like that, Rattle and Hum. And then recent music. You'll fucking laugh at all this. I've started cataloguing all my albums.
I'm using Discogs to make sure I've got a record of the music I've got.
So I'll reel off now recent music I've bought, and you'll go no.
Yeah, Lewis, but I have
Lewis Capaldi.
He just fucking annoys me.
Gaz Coombs.
Who?
The guy from Supergrass.
Okay, no.
He's had two or three albums. Turn the Car Around's a good album. Anne-Marie's done three albums. Lana Del Rey.
No.
I've got Born to Die. Did You Know There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard? Ultraviolet. Lust for Life. Norman fucking Rockwell. So I've got them
these
albums.
These all
that's,
Lana
that's
Del
all
Rey.
Lana Del Rey. Yeah.
No, wouldn't thank you for it.
Yeah, but you haven't listened. You're just saying no because it's Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, stupid name.
Listen to the album.
Nope.
Yeah, you said that about fucking Noah Carman. I told you to listen to him. No, stupid name, not listening to him. Now you go, no, what a boss album.
Yeah, good album.
Billie Eilish.
Yeah, I love Billie Eilish. Want to buy one of her albums? I don't know.
Well, I bought three.
Of course you have, you fucking mad bastard.
Don't smile at me.
I'm not.
When we all fall asleep, Where Do We Go? And Happier Than Ever.
She got three albums out, has she then?
Yeah.
I've definitely listened to two of her albums extensively. So when was her last new one out?
2021.
Okay, I must have listened to that one then.
Happier Than Ever, that one. Jelly Cinnamon, The Bonnie and Erratic Cinematic.
No.
Two albums. You have?
Have
I? Did you lie to me? I told
was
you.
Was he the fucking
to...
Scotsman?
Scottish fella, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's good, him. I did. I'll give you that. I
was going to say, you text me back and said, yeah, I've listened to it, it's all right.
He's like the fucking Scottish Jamie Webster.
Dermot Kennedy.
Like Jake Bug.
Yeah, Jake Bug's boss. I was thinking about getting this album, but I decided against it. Jake Bug. Dermot Kennedy and my two latest albums I've purchased, one old and one new. The old one was Ocean Colour Scene, Mosley Shoals. That's a good album. You heard that one?
Tried to listen to it the other day, but sometimes Apple Music, if you do something with it, it'll wipe. Like the Up Next. So I think I was about three tracks in. It was taking me back to it's a 90s album, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good album. And then the album, the latest album I bought is Miley Cyrus, Endless Summer Vacation.
What album, mate? I like that one.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I like Miley Cyrus.
No!
Well, we've got a lovely affinity with Miley Cyrus from when she was Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
My girls loved that show and watched it and watched it and watched it. And we went to pictures to see the movie. And then in 2010, when we went to Florida, when it was just us, Party in the USA was one of her singles. And that was all over the radio while we were in the car over there. So we went to Walmart and bought the CD, that type of stuff. Yeah. So I've always loved Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, from Hannah Montana when she wasn't a little slapper.
Well, I think she's come through that though, hasn't she?
Well, the latest songs, what's it about? The latest song's about that, isn't it? You say I can't remember the word. It's because I was young. That was my latest album. That's the latest one I bought. And then obviously, that I've bought a lot of back catalogue Liverpool stuff. The old Liverpool teams doing their songs.
Yeah, that's like a little collection that you've got going on, which I'm respectful of. I don't think I would go to, like, but I had the Anfield Rap. I love that song.
They're not stupid money, they're just singles, so I'm getting them for like £3 or £4 each.
So you're getting yourself a nice little Liverpool. My dream, and it did actually come out, it does exist, was I think it's 2017, and they go for hundreds of pounds, is the Beatles Christmas singles for the fan club.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they bought a single out every Christmas, didn't they?
Yeah, some of them are fucking ridiculous, but you can buy them secondhand because they were limited edition. And they come in a stupid box. That's the only thing. I don't want the stupid box. I just want the singles.
Yeah.
And to be honest, to stream them.
Were they on proper vinyl? Or remember the flexi, the little floppy singles you could get?
Yeah, back in the day, I would imagine it would, because they used to get posted out to the fan club. So yeah. I would imagine it was part of the Christmas magazine, whatever. So it would have been a floppy. But I think the Beatles should put out a Christmas album and it's them songs.
Yeah.
You know, not just as individual singles, put out a Christmas album. I think people would love that.
People who weren't in the fan club wouldn't have heard it, would they? Wouldn't have heard the stuff they released. Put up to the fans.
But like you say, you can buy them now because they were released as a box set. But I want them on an album. I just want them on a album. That's all I want. I'll be happy with that.
Well, the Liverpool ones I've got is the fan club pack, the 1984-85 season. So it's all like highlights from different games from the season.
Well, like commentary, like Clive Tilsley.
Yeah, it is Clive Tilsley. Liverpool, the Pride of Merseyside by Joe Fagan. Liverpool football team featuring Peter Howard, Kenny D, the Pride of Liverpool.
I had that. 12-inch.
We've got Ferry Cross the Mersey, the Hillsborough tribute single. Liverpool FC, the Anfield Rap.
Classic.
Liverpool 1983 team, We're Never Gonna Stop.
That is a boss song.
The Liverpool 1978 team, Hail to the Cop, We Are Liverpool. 1976-77 team, We Can Do It. And then You'll Never Walk Alone, the Bradford City Disaster Fund. Let It Be, Ferry Aidsley Brugger Disaster Fund.
Oh, you're recording.
Went a bit dark there, didn't it? And then it's all about Christmas. I've got Do They Know It's Christmas, Band-Aid 1 and 2.
That was amazing when you put that on the other week, because everybody had that single. And we had the video single. We bought the video single in our house. I want to say it was like £20. And it was obviously the pop video, but then the making of the pop video.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to watch that on repeat, but which is what you used to do in the old days, wouldn't it? When you bought a video, you would watch it and watch it and watch it.
Mm. It was a big thing, wasn't it? I remember sitting up. It wouldn't have been late. But I remember it was a big family occasion that Michael Jackson's Thriller was going on to MTV, a premiere of it, and we were all sitting around waiting for it.
You're all blacked up, put your afro wigs on, your soul glow.
Sprinkled glitter on my socks and put one...
Set on your hair on fire.
We drink Pepsi. Nonced.
You're all nonced each other.
Drink Pepsi.
like that. Come on, motherfucker. To your ma. And she come in with carrot key.
Came in blowing bubbles. He wasn't happy.
He was dead happy.
So the last two parts of my collection is like I've got what are they called, soundtracks. So I've got Dirty Dancing because it's Shell's favourite film.
Never seen it. A
Star Is Born, the Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga film. Fantastic soundtrack. You won't watch it because I know that's not your type of movie. You're just a knobhead. But it's a fantastic movie, a fantastic soundtrack. Don't care what you say. You're a dickhead for not wanting to watch it. Purple Rain.
Prince. A good album, Prince, that.
Purple Rain. Finally got you to listen to it after about 4 years of trying.
It's a fucking boss album, mate. However, I would imagine the film's shit.
The film is shit.
Yeah, because it just comes across that it's like a musician making a film.
Yeah, it is a shit film.
Yeah, but the album's fucking banging, mate.
But, like I said, it took me a long time to get you to listen to Purple Rain. And when you did, you said how great it was. So I'm going to say to you, listen or watch A Star Is Born. Nope. Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper.
No.
Now, you're going to have a fucking little orgasm now.
Okay.
Saturday Fever.
Yeah, see, I want that.
How can you say you're not going to listen to A Star Is Born?
Because...
Your eyes have rolled to the back of your head.
I've never seen Saturday Night Fever. Never seen it. However, that album is potentially song for song one of the greatest albums. It's got to be in the top 10 albums in the history of everything, and it isn't. Because it's disco. Not. But it's fucking boss.
Yeah, it's a good album.
It's a better than good. It's a fucking 9 out of 10 album, that.
Yeah, well, I bought a lot of albums I buy is stuff that I can put on when we're having a bit of a get together. So everyone goes, that's a good album. Yeah. Oh, this one is purely bought this purely because of my teenage years, 9.5 weeks, a Mickey Rourke and Kim Bassinger film. I watched it to death, bought the video, wore it out.
Fucking wank to death watching it.
Yeah. Kim Bassinger with the Baps, get the Baps out.
Never seen it.
Never will.
Well,
then
Let me
Beatles collection.
Go on.
9.5 weeks. You just said you would, so I've just got excited there. Right. Have you seen
literally
Shades of Grey? What, 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
Oh. All right. Well, it won't make any sense to you then. But to me, 9.5 weeks was out in
late 80s, off the top 86, of my head.
86 ish.
Maybe
87.
Yeah.
Right. 50 Shades of Grey is the exact same story. They've even used the same name. Mickey Rourke's name was John Grey.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
But it was off books, wasn't it?
It's exactly the same story about obsession. Anyway, so yeah, watch it and get back to me. And then lastly, my Beatles collection. When I say Beatles collection, I've got the White Album and the new double album that came out, the 62, 66, and the 67, 70. Got that for Christmas off Shelley. And then I've got a couple of George Harrison albums, Cloud Nine and Living in the Material World. A couple of John Lennon albums, Double Fantasy and Imagine. And then Paul McCartney, I've got a Paul McCartney Greatest Hits album called All the Best. Paul McCartney 2 and 3 and 3 Imagined. And then Wings, Band on the Run, Venus and Mars, At the Speed of Sound, McCartney's Tug of War, McCartney's Pipes of Peace, and that's my Beatles collection. Oh, hello?
Hello. Oh. I'm fucking trying to communicate with Eve, who's incommunicado at the best of times.
Oh, incommunicado?
I can't Marillion? See them. Oh, is that an album, is it? You fucking whopper. Which tub of ice creams is? Just fucking pick one, no one cares.
Get the pistachio one.
Yeah, get the fucking hazelnut one, love. She literally phoned you up for permission to butter the toast.
Yeah, but your Grace bloody rings you from upstairs.
She's got bed sores, our Grace.
So that's it. That's the high and low of my album collection today.
So, but you seem to have slowed down and calmed down of late.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was saying. So when I first got me turntable and my unit, I just wanted to fill it, and now it is basically full. I think I'd probably get another 5 in there before.
So what happens then? Loft? Bigger unit?
I'll just have to be really, really picky of what albums I get.
Yeah. But is the stuff there that you regret buying and you could sell on?
Probably all the NXS 12 inches, because I've got all of them now in the 3 albums the kids got me for Christmas.
Okay, so. Well, you've got space for 9 albums then, something like that.
Yeah, well, yeah, I've probably got about maybe 10 or 12, 12 inch in excess I could get rid of. Make room for more LPs.
Well, while you're talking about making room.
Are you going for the shit?
Yeah. No, let's go and get on the stage and give them what they want. Basically.
Okay. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, so it's Valentine's Day tomorrow. Go and be with the one you love and just play them us.
Just play
singing.
Just play them this, you'll get your end away.
Save your love, my darling. Save your love for summer nights with moon and stars above. A serenade I long to sing you, the reddest rose I'll always bring you. Save your love, Marvel Roman, for me. Darling, I will love you endlessly. Even though you're far away from me, I can't forget his words I told you, how it felt our love and hold you. Love like ours will last eternally. Save your love, my darling, save your love for summer nights with moons and stars above. A serenade I long to sing you, the reddest rose I'll always bring you. Save your love for Rome and for me. Even though it's been so very long, the memory our love still lingers on. I can't wait to hold and kiss you. Don't you know how much I miss you? Darling, sing for me our lover's song.
Savalamor, cara, salavamor.
Si, amore.
Le notte di stella, la luna di stella, la sino. A serenade I long to sing you, the reddest rose I'll always bring you. Salahalamor, peron. For me.
Look
ti amo, caro. I love you. I can't wait to hold and kiss you. Don't you know how much I miss you? Darling, sing for me a lover's song.
Save your love, my darling. Save your love.
Oh, you know that I will.
Summer nights with moons and stars above.
Oh, I love you still.
A serenade along to sing you. The reddest rose I'll always bring you. Save your love for Rome and for me.
Well, I could never unhear that.
Oh, we really should go into X Factor or something.
Yeah, or get committed. One of the two.
Amanda Holden would be looking at, what's his face, Simon Cowell. How have we never seen these before? How have these got to the age they are without being found?
Oh, we could be Robson and Jerome for the new millennium. Or Ant and Dec, they released a video the other day.
It was great, that video, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's because they're trying to wash themselves. I didn't watch it in protest because they're right-wing fascists now.
So there you go, everyone. Play that song to your loved ones. And
guaranteed to have a few gushes there, mate. Squelch, squelch, squelch. So, right,
you've heard my record collection. Let's listen to yours.
Mine is a lot smaller than yours. Let me just tip it upside down. Whoa. So, I got this little beauty.
Oh,
For me birthday.
A little joke present for your birthday.
That's not a joke present, mate. That means this week means the world to me. The Rock on Tommy, the record, Cannon and Ball, the album. So it's them two doing a bit of fucking bit of banter, a couple of songs, but it's got the song on that we finished this show with.
Yeah.
That is taken from Nan and Grandad memories. So the first record I actually bought before I knew I was getting a record player was the Beatles Now and Then. Yeah. I still listen to this almost daily. It's just a Beatles song now.
Yeah.
It's grown on me. In fact, I'm still... did you get the 12-inch?
No, I couldn't get the 12.
My record shop has got when it was 12 released, inch in.
Oh, have they? Because when it was released, HMV, I put it in my basket to buy the 12-inch because I thought that'd be worth more to sell on. And then something happened and I forgot to buy it. And when I went back to buy it, like 4 or 5 hours later, it was gone. They were all sold out, so I had to just get the single.
Yeah, I want to say it's about £17 in his shop. Which is the musical box on West Derby Road in Liverpool, the oldest music shop.
Yeah, I want to go there, yeah. It's done upstairs, though, Sonny.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of them where it's a 5-minute drive out of town, you know. And there's nowhere nice around there. It's a dump. I can't say, we're going to do some jazz and go into a coffee shop. You can't. You'd have to drive to ours for a cup of tea afterwards. I had a look at it. wifey got me for my birthday.
Classic
90s Pulp, different class, brand new, not a black one. And then something which was really touching to me was for my 50th, Paul next door gifted me his original 1973 copy of Band on the Run. Have you seen this new version of it that's been released in the last week or so?
I've heard about it, but I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a strip, so it's like an earlier version of it, where they haven't maybe put in a lot of the mixing and put the extra instruments in. So it's a little bit...
Well, like demo versions.
Yeah, but they're not. So it's like where they've been doing the mix down, maybe. And you'll have to go and look at the YouTube video of what the fuck it is, because it sounds exactly like Band on the Run. But it's Band on the Run where they haven't done another layer of production or another. It's a pointless album. It's absolutely pointless.
Yeah.
I wouldn't rush out and buy it. If you can get... I know. I think they are doing a 50th year edition, I think. But you know, I'm just made up with that.
I got my version of Discogs, but I made sure that I bought a version with all the poster and everything inside it.
Yeah, I've got that. Face Value, Phil Collins. I did say to you that I didn't want any more Phil Collins, but I sort of want But Seriously now, because I never
I had it on CD and I did play it to death, But Seriously.
And then my first ever album, I had to buy it. For Huey Lewis and the News. Some of these are off eBay, some of them are Discogs. And then this was from the record shop.
Now, what's the story behind that? That was funny, that you it's possibly your old version.
Well, I thought it might have been but somebody's graffitied on the back of it.
Ah, right, okay.
With Liverpool and Andrew Charles Rigby signed on the back. So it's an old Tom O'Connor live in Liverpool, recorded at Russell's Club, Liverpool. So I suspect Russell's Club doesn't exist anymore. Tom O'Connor certainly doesn't exist. And then the Carpenters, yeah. Now, this album, I told you and Michelle to listen to it. You said it was shit, now and then. Now and then. This has memories for when it fractured my arm and I was supposed to be doing the 100-mile bike ride and I had to drop out and do it the following year. I helped out signing bikers in. And on that morning, for whatever reason, I listened to that album as I was driving to the police or feeling sorry for myself. And then...
Hey!
Jehoshaphat and Jones. So... It's the two Ronnies. It's a 1973 album again. This was in my mother's collection back in the day, and I played it to death along with that Tom O'Connor album. I played it to death, and I got this off of eBay, and it plays well. It's a fucking boss little piece of history, because you just... The dead cheap as well. Now, this was one of the... I think I got this online, eBay as well. Ringo Starr, Ringo. This is the 1973 album, his third album. I said back in the day, on the last episode, it was a second. It's not, it's his third album. And it's a banging album. It's boss. It is. I'm the Greatest, drums, Ringo Starr, vocals, John Lennon, guitars, George Harrison, bass, Klaus Voormann, organ, Billy Preston. It's basically a Beatle fucking album. It's phenomenal. I love it anyway. And then Imagine, John Lennon, got that from the music shop. And it actually, for £8, and it actually plays really well. Nice. £15, I got this from the musical box.
Classic.
It is a classic, but if Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, but it's fucking all over the place, isn't it? Some of it is heavily produced. I
mean, I've said before, that and Graceland and the Blue and Red album, Beatles, is the first three albums I ever bought. Because of my sister's Britannia Music Club.
So talking about that.
Mm-hmm. Hey!
So Kerry got me for my birthday the Red and Blue albums, the new ones, and I actually played the Red one the other week, and I didn't get the coloured ones. They are
the black red one.
Yeah, it's the black vinyl. So
the red one.
Now,
Yay! Another, I mean, I say a joke one. It's a little side presence is probably a better way of putting it.
It's not a joke one, mate. It means the world to me. It's fucking boss. I can do this and I will sing this. Atmosphere by Russ Abbott. It's on the karaoke, so we can do it. This has a special place in my heart because I want to say it's Christmas 84 in my nan and granddad's house. The fashion's on there. It's all
the 80s. On the cover, yeah.
I just remember this getting played to death at that New Year's Eve Christmas party.
See, we've had so many conversations in the past, and I've listened, and we've been done podcasts, and I've listened to you telling stories on your podcasts, and I know that the Cannon and Ball song and the atmosphere, I know them stories, I know them two songs mean a lot to you. So just when you said you were getting a turntable for Christmas, for your birthday, I thought, I'll get you them albums, I'll get you them songs.
Yeah, so they'll go in me fucking coffin with me, mate. And then you got me this one as well. This is from you as well.
Yeah.
Another absolute banging album. And I don't believe you, that you haven't heard Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
I haven't.
Still?
I've listened to it now and to see if I do know it, and I don't.
Oh, God. This is the records this album broke. Staying at number one, it's fucking unbelievable, mate. And Bat Out of Hell 2 is arguably my favourite Bat Out of Hell album because I picked that up in America on CD in 93 when I went to Florida with my mum and dad for the first time. I would do anything for love. It was, I can't remember, I think this is 77, is it? It was something like 15 years between releases of Bat Out of Hell 1 and 2. And then he released Bat Out of Hell 3. It was like 17 years or something after Bat Out of Hell 2. Bat Out of Hell 3 isn't as good as either of them. You know, it's certainly 1 and 2 are fucking phenomenal. Flying through now. This was me got off the bus when they... The first time I went into the musical box to, you know, to test my muscles, I bought that Carpenters album, I bought Imagine, and I bought Leo Sayer, Thunder in My Heart. And it's that Thunder in My Heart has been re-released recently as a dance tune, and it is a dance tune, it's a disco album. Yeah. Leo Sayer was massive when you remember.
Yeah.
It's a good album. It's weird. Oh, Fleetwood Mac Rumours. Kerry bought me this. It's a brand new version, so it plays. What I have found is, obviously, you get an old album. It's got crackles in it, which is little bits of dust that react.
Yeah.
We've watched the videos on how to clean them. Wood glue is the preferred method. I've watched a lot of videos. I'm not...
Yeah.
But when you get a brand new vinyl, it is crystal clear, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're getting a new version of a classic album. Obviously, there's the...
Oh, there's your main presents. You mean
50th
birthday presents of me and Shelley?
Yeah, now 1973. And I've listened to the first album, Side 1 and Side 2.
I couldn't believe it. I saw it. I'm now 73. Ideal birthday present for someone who's 50, who's born 1973, who's just got a turntable. What an ideal present. And then when I looked at the songs that were on it, every song on it is a fucking banger.
It's a smash hit. And the thing with the Now albums, when they do like a year in review, you'll get three sides or four sides will be good. And then they'll fill it with shit. And the thing with it is like Grace wants Now yearbook. 2009,
yeah,
because that's it, but it's not out yet. You've only done limited years, so I don't know if they're doing all years over a period of time or they're just never going. So I don't know if your year's out, 1971.
I think it is, or maybe they've chosen 73 because it was such a good year for music.
I hope everybody's going to get a crack of it. Obviously, there's the Beatles' Red album, What Wifey Got Me, which I've played. I haven't opened the blue one yet. I had to buy George Harrison Cloud Nine. It was basically my second album. The reason I'm in love with the Beatles. And then I bought Milk and Honey the other day on Discogs, and it was a mint. It said it was a mint. And when it come, it was in cellophane, brand new.
Yeah, brilliant.
So, and I only paid, I mean, I'll have a look what I paid. I can't remember what I paid, but it wasn't a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's when I've listened to it, because the story behind why I had to buy this album is because Kerry bought it for me back in the 90s, and she got you to go and buy it for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know where you went to get it, but
I ordered it online from somewhere.
But I never, ever listened to that vinyl because no one put records on. We were all CD mad. We all still had our record players. But I didn't get me record because you just didn't, because you had CDs now, so why would you?
Yeah, I remember Kerry saying, what birthday was it? Your 21st, was it? No, 21st.
No.
Whatever birthday it was.
It was mid-90s, yeah.
Kerry said to me, I want to get him an album. He loves John Lennon. What's John Lennon's best album? And I said, well, I like Milk and Honey. So he said, okay, can you get that for me? So I went on my dad's slow internet. And I can't remember where from. I think it was this country. I don't think it came from abroad. But sorted that out. So you never listened to it after all my hard work, you little shit?
No, I never, because it was a vinyl and no one played vinyl anymore. I've listened to it on stream, and I mean, it's basically, I think the story behind Milk and Honey is it's all the shit that didn't make it into Double Fantasy. So John Lennon and Yoko, they're not John Lennon albums, they're John and Yoko albums.
Yeah.
And on Milk and Honey, all them Yoko album sing songs, Shenga Shonk, all them sing songs, she recorded in 83 after John Lennon had been murdered 3 years earlier. So hers are all heavily produced by producers, whereas John's are all semi-demo, recorded in the studio, but by not, you know, you can hear them counting in and all this. For me, they should go back and do Milk and Honey and finish them tracks properly.
Yeah.
You know, and turn them into tracks that are equally as fit in on Double Fantasy. And I would love them to do a Double Fantasy Milk and Honey fucking boing and put them together and have, like, because the whole narrative would be behind it was Yoko was interfering in John's fucking, she wanted a music career basically because she was fucking jealous and all that, whatever. She says she isn't, but she fucking was. But so it was like them talking to each other. So he sings a song, she sings a song, he sings a song. That's how the albums play out. But I would love to have a John Lennon album where it's Double Fantasy and Milk and Honey, John Lennon, and then a Yoko Ono album. So Double Fantasy, Milk and Honey, Double Milk, Honey Fantasy, something like that. That's what I want. And then the other day, I was on Discogs, and I had to get it.
I played that to death because that was in my dad's record collection. Like you're saying, what was it you said you played all the time for your dad's collection?
This and Rod Stewart, I Am Sailing.
Yeah. For me, out of all my dad's record collection, I listen to that all the time, and 10cc album, Bloody Tourists.
Oh, okay. So I'll have to go and listen to that now you've said it. That's my rules. So, yeah, so Mull of Kintyre, Wings, basically, 1977 off the top of my head. I think, was it Christmas number one? Don't think it was the biggest single of the year by fucking, might have been bigger than any of the Beatles songs as well. It was massive off the top of my head. But on his record centre, because we had a record centre, not a record player, so it was one of them flat ones, I played that to death. And like I say, me with my cornflakes in a vest with a cowboy hat on with my dick. No, not on my bottoms, on my dick and my cornflakes, basically. That's my memory. And then the last one, so again, This is Oasis.
You bought this today, didn't you?
Be here yesterday. Now, today, yeah. So we've had some fucking bad news that I'm not going into on here. So our Grace is a bit sad. So I took our Grace to the record shop, the Musical Box, today to show her and her mate where it is so yeah. that they can go there. At the moment, they're just into Taylor Swift. Her mate is actually into Oasis and has got some Oasis albums. So I'm trying to get our Grace to maybe, you know, mid-90s rock and early 2000s rock.
Or you've bought a Stevie Nicks album, haven't you?
I bought her a Stevie Nicks album, which he's listened to once. It's actually a very good album. I've listened to it on stream, and it's her most popular album for Stevie
And the reason
Nicks.
You bought that was because she's into Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift has said that Stevie Nicks is one of her main influences.
Yeah. So I wanted to get another woman, rather than like, because she's also said the Beatles, which everyone says, whatever. But I was in there today in the Musical Box. The two girls didn't know how to flick through albums. They were just standing there. And I was like, just go and look. And you look at the album cover, and you look at the back, and you have a look at see what songs are on it, and you take a punt, and you just buy an album, and then you go and listen to it because you own it. But they didn't buy nothing. They seen some of the newer stuff. So I think the Taylor Swift Red album was up on the wall. But you can order anything in there. So you go in with the ATM, like every album's got a catalogue number.
I went in last time and asked them to get me Monophonics. It was like Philip.
Where's that? You went in HMV?
No, in
the Musical Box.
That record store. Oh, not in the Musical Box. The one in Renshaw Street. What's that called?
Oh, no, I haven't been in there yet. At 89 Renshaw Street, something like that.
Yeah.
I want to go in there because I believe the back room you've told me is fucking vast.
Yeah.
I went on the ATM. So for Grace's birthday, I went on the ATMV website to buy her some Taylor Swift, and I give him the catalogue numbers, and he beat the prices by some considerable amount.
Yeah.
Saved me a fair bit of money. And he's the oldest record shop in Liverpool, and he's independent, and he was saving me money. So be here now, was in there today for 25 quid. And I want to say I couldn't get it on HMV. I mean, by all means, prove me wrong, but I was looking for it the other day. And the story behind why the other two albums, the first two, are better. But this is a close third, absolutely. And the story behind this is it was released, I think it was in the August of 87, and I bought it on CD. I went to Asda specially on release day. We'd moved into our house in the January of 97, and I was decorating your bedroom. So Kerry had this fascination with stripping all the wood back, taking all the paint off.
Yeah.
So heat gun. So I'd done all that, and then I was repainting the paint where, and I'd done the wallpaper and stuff, but I was listening to that on my record player downstairs, on my CD player, a bit of it. Volume turned up fucking loud on repeat, and the old girl who was in her late 80s, early 90s come knocking on the door and told me to turn that shite off. And it was loud. Like, I went into her house a few times for a cup of tea with her, and I would be sitting in her house, and the clock that we've got that chimes, you could hear that ticking.
Fucking hell.
In her back room. I'd go to her, oh my god, I'm so sorry, you can hear the clock ticking. And then you'd hear it chime, and she was going, oh no, because she was deaf, I can't hear it, but the music must have been that loud
day
that she could hear it. Fucking ridiculous. So, that's my entire record collection. I've just gone through it all. So that is from December, January, 2024. What are you looking for next? Like, we're going to do a little So going forward, the second half of the show is gonna we've given the whole show to this to get to go through our everything basically. So we can touch on the second half of each episode going forward is going to be vinyl chat. Yeah, are we having that?
Yeah. I haven't really thought about it. I'm trying not to look. I'll probably be looking for new cabinets.
Well, yeah, or just like some of your lesser stuff. Go into storage in the loft, maybe.
On that Discogs, you can, for people who don't know, you can put in a want list. So put albums in, and whenever people put them up for sale, you'll get notified. And I've got things on there, like I said, the Monophonics, which is like an American psychedelic group that I quite like. So I went to that Renshaw Street and I asked him if he could get it. He said, yeah, I should be able to get it. Gives you the email address. And once I've got it in, once I've found out how much it is, I'll get in touch. And he never has. That was about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But those on Discogs for about 30 quid. But I'm not willing to pay 30 quid for it. I'll wait until it goes to about 22.
Well, what I like on Discogs as well, if I'm right, it tells you, as long as you've put everything in on for your record collection, it tells you how much your record collection's worth.
Yeah.
So my collection, oh, it wants me to fucking sign in. Since when? Nightmare. Live on the podcast. Nice, yeah. Here's my collection. Oh no, it doesn't. I thought it did. My Discogs. Oh yeah, the estimated value for my record collection, the middle of the road, is 198.
Well,
the low valuation is 102, and the high end of my valuation, which is ridiculous, is 625 quid, which is it's not. So yeah, that's what I love about it. My like being out there is in my want list. So I've literally clicked onto it, and I've now put it into my collection.
Yeah, it is good to catalog your stuff.
And I've just took it on my want list. So currently in my want list, I've got, I don't know why I've got cassette album, but I want the Blair album, Blair. I also want the Ballad of Darren, which was the album of the year last year. You can get that now from £11. The Doors, Alive She Cried. Liverpool by Frankie Goes to Hollywood, it from 86. 137 for sale from £2. It's better than Welcome to the Pleasure Dome because it's an album. Welcome to the Pleasure Dome is a fucking mismatch of boss songs and then silly little fucking cover versions.
The trouble is, when you've got an affinity to an album because it's got meaning to you, you saying that, I'll never agree with you because Welcome to the Pleasure Dome was my first album.
Which is exactly, it's all individualism, isn't it?
I mean, Liverpool's got Rage Hard on it, hasn't it? And them,
I can't remember.
Them singles, Rage Hard and that, yeah.
I've listened to it about four times. It's just a more... There's better songs on Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, but there's also some fucking shite on there, like Ferry Cross the Mersey and Born to Run. I know, but when you look at the super produced Relax and Two Tribes and everything else, they're massive singles. They're so heavily produced, they're amazing. But then the other ones are a little bit, they're just like filler tracks.
I like the little talky things in between the songs as well.
Yeah, I like them, yeah.
Like he's going to pick up his gyro, you're late. If you're late again, all that sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Selling England by the Pound, Genesis.
Wow.
Yeah. Cracking album, that, mate.
No, not wow. I've just gone onto my Discogs and it's looking at my estimated collection value. Now, bear in mind, I haven't put probably I've only put about not even half. So my high end is 1,500.
Well, you should take the time
308
and catalogue it because and it makes it easier for you to sell stuff as well. Then I want the John Lennon single Instant Karma.
The single,
because it's got a boss little story behind it. He literally recorded it and got it pressed within a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
He was basically still a Beatle. Go on.
Just while you're on John Lennon, I think the next album of his I'll get is the rock and roll album. I like the rock and roll one. It's like 1974, 75. John Lennon rock and roll.
Well, you can get that, and then that enables you to go and get the, I think it was 97, 98, the Paul McCartney rock and roll album.
Oh. See, I've said to you before, when I've thought, I'm not going to buy the Beatles back catalogue, I'm going to buy the Beatles individuals, the solo stuff. And I didn't realise how much they'd actually done. So that's gone out the window. Paul McCartney especially. Well, he must have done about 30 albums.
Yeah. He's done some fucking bangers, though. I want Nobody Told Me, the Milk and Honey off the Milk. I want that single, even though I've got it on Milk and Honey. But then Lee Michaels, the fifth. He's like a prog rock fella as well. And then there was a Lee Michaels album called Lee Michaels from 1969. Now, I got into this, right, because I was watching a YouTube video by some fella, and he's like, this is my fucking oracle. This is the album I've wanted forever. Lee Michaels, the fifth. And because he had a copy back in the day, but it had a massive scratch on it. So he's got this fucking pristine copy of it. So I went, okay. So I went and listened to it. And the fifth is a fucking boss album. But then I fell down the rabbit hole like I do. And Lee Michaels, 1969. There's 57 of them for sale on Discogs from 79p, right?
Yeah.
But this is, there's one track on it, which is 15 minutes long. And it's fucking epic, mate.
Yeah.
You see?
Doing is, when we find an album and we go, oh, that's good, I send it to you. And you go, oh, right, so listen to that. And then you don't.
No,
and you send your album to me, and I go, all right, so listen to that. And then I listen to it, and it's like, what the fuck has he sent me here? That Lee Michaels. Yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
You can buy a Hamilton original Broadway recording album. But I think it's about six records long, because it's a three-hour fucking show.
Yeah.
I want Phil Collins, But Seriously, from £3. Ringo Starr's Roto Grover, which is, I watched the YouTube video of it, and it's basically the purest. Again, when I'm half fucking pissed or whatever, I've gone on here, I don't want to see the album. I want the fucking vinyl album. It's the most complete Beatle album that you can get. And it's from about 75, I think, when Ringo's career has fell off a fucking cliff at this point. But they're all on it. It's amazing.
Yeah, you've said that. They're all individually on it.
Hackney Diamonds, The Rolling Stones, I want that. The It Girl, Sleeper. East Nashville Skyline, Todd Schneider. Peace Queer, Todd Schneider, Travelling Wilburys, Volume 1 and Volume 3. I want both of them.
Yeah, so. I've got a Todd Schneider on my watch list. They're all out there, and they're good price as well. I just haven't bit the bullet yet to buy it.
Well, Peace Queer, I had it on CD. I had everything that Todd Schneider had ever had on CD, and I think Peace Queer was the one where I got a signed fucking copy of it.
Yeah.
And I let it go, I sold them all. But you can get 2008, you can get one for £96 is for sale on, and it's a fucking boss album. But East Nashville Skyline is the one, because that's the one that where I fell in love with Todd Schneider. So that's the one I want.
Yeah.
So that's the
storyteller I want.
Yeah, that's a fucking boss album, that. That is like my future ramblings of what I'd like. So,
yeah.
Shall we? We don't know what we're going to talk about next month. It'll be about, probably about Liverpool fucking collapsing or something. And then the second half of the show is going to be Vinyl Chat.
Yeah, well, it'll be a lot shorter than this one because I am not buying anymore. Famous yeah. last words.
Famous last words of Gunga Jim. Spot on, mate. Right, should we go and give the masses what they want?
Oh, give them what they want. Let's feed them what they need.
Yeah. We need a catchphrase to end it while we get on stage. It's got to be
something new.
Laugh me a laugh, grin me a grin, and then I know that we can win. Dance me a dance, joke me a joke, and blow the clouds away. You gotta play me a tune, sing me a song, and we can help push life along. Just you and me, come on and see, together we'll be okay. Open the door, open your heart, and then we've got somewhere to start. Just turn around, look what we found, today's a brand new day. You gotta run with me now, and I'll show you how. The world is waiting, take a bow, show them it's you, what you can do, together we two can win. Rock on, Tommy, dance me a tune that the guitar sings. Rock on, Tommy, just get up and spread your wings.
Spread your wings,
follow me through into the sun, and we can smile at everyone. You gotta join in with me, then we are free. It isn't hard to do. I said that life is a song, so just sing along. And then we know we can't go wrong. Just you and me, come on and see. Together we'll be okay. Together we'll be okay. Together we'll be okay.
That was lovely.